Jesus said, I have told you this while I'm still with you. The Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and make you remember all that I have told you. Peace is what I leave with you. It is my own peace that I give to you. Do not be worried and upset. Do not be afraid. Join to sing, Give Me Joy in My Heart. Cobwebs, eh? Let's join to pray. Creator God, we gather in your presence. Loving risen Lord, we are drawn into your love. Holy Spirit of peace, inspire and enrich our worship. Great is your wisdom, welcoming God, and great is your creativity. Your glory fills the world that you have made. Great is your power, merciful God, and great is your gentleness. Your loving heals our broken world. Great is your Spirit, faithful God, and great is your patience. You call us, you welcome us. Forgive us, merciful God, for the barriers that we build between ourselves and you. For the love that we refuse to show, our apathy, our indifference. Forgive us when we will not receive your Spirit in fullest measure and when we choose our way and not yours. The Spirit brings peace. The Spirit brings love. The Spirit brings our forgiveness and calls us to follow. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let's say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And do not bring us into the time of trial, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We join to sing Colours of Day. Don't sit down, and if you are sitting down and your legs will let you, stand up, which means you two. Up, get up, up, stand up, stand up. Up, and you four. Up, 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 up. Right, now, when we talk about the Holy Spirit, one of the metaphors, one of the pictures is the breath of God. Breath of God, yes? Breath. So what we're going to do is we're going to have a competition. No prizes, just public joy. We're having a competition to who can hold the breath the longest. When you run out of breath, when you've run out of breath, you sit down. Right? That's why you've all got to be standing. And ready? 3, 2, 1. Blimey, some athletes in the room. Oh, I didn't breathe out. Wow, how interesting. God, blimey, Ray, man. What an interesting collection. Wow. I'll be dead. Yay, John. So today is the day of Pentecost, where we are thinking about, like Christmas Day, we think about the birth of Jesus, the Word made flesh. we think about creation, sort of round about the harvest time. We give thanks for the creativity and of God the Creator. And this is the time when we think of God as the Holy Spirit. So there are a number of places that you get accounts of the sending of the Holy Spirit. The one that we usually use is the Acts 2, when Peter speaks and the Holy Spirit comes on people and they speak loads of languages. Remember that passage? Acts 2, if you don't know what I'm talking about, go home and look it up. But for now, we're going to look at another story of the sending of the Holy Spirit, which is in John's Gospel, and Bessie's going to read it to us. And there is a response which Bron can't. Okay. This is your response. You have to practice it. It is, when Jesus appeared among them, he said. When Jesus appeared among them, he said. Try it again. When Jesus appeared among them, he said.
Peace be with you. He showed us his hands. He showed us his side. We knew it was him. He had seen our Lord. We were overjoyed.
When Jesus appeared among us, he said,
Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, I am sending you. He reminded us to follow. He reminded us to serve. He reminded us to tell others.
When Jesus appeared among them, he said,
Receive the Holy Spirit. He breathed on us, he filled us, he empowered us.
When Jesus appeared among us, he said,
If you forgive anyone's sin, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, their sins are not forgiven. When we let go of anger, when we let go of bitterness, when we let go of hurt, when we make room for God's love, the Holy Spirit fills us, the Holy Spirit empowers us.
When Jesus appeared among us, he said, He said, peace, and he said, do not be afraid. He said, peace, he said, do not be afraid. Think of some things that you're afraid of, or maybe not you, but people are afraid of. What sort of things are people afraid of? He is the key, by the way. He is the key. He is the one who unlocks the door. Afraid? Dark, yeah. Oh, I see that. I knew that. I knew the minute I started with pens, it was all going to go horribly wrong. Oh, thank you. Good, good, good. Thank you very much. The dark?
Spiders.
Pardon? Flying. Spiders.
Bombs.
Heights. Upper ladder or heights? Heights. Frightened of... Oh, now you're getting sensible and serious. The unknown. Frightened of meeting new people. I heard. I will not. You remember we're on a 2 week, 3 week. We'll not mention football. No. What was that? Dying. Meeting new people. Crowds. Meeting new people. Oh, sorry. What was it? What was yours? Change. Snakes. Snails? All right. Frightened of the interest rate. There's a story about somebody in this church once. He was driving home from work and he heard that the interest rate had gone up and he thought to himself, that is the house gone then. Serious stuff. The interest rate, yeah. Really frightening. Stella? Oh, that's Maggie's as well. Lifts. Frightened. end of failure. Death. Yeah, we've got dying, but this is death. Stuck in a lift. Fear of failure. Pardon? Fire. Pardon? Spiral staircases. All right, okay. Aren't we interesting? Yeah. Sharon, what you got? Drowning. Jane? Unemployment. That's another real serious one. Pardon? Death. Debts. Debts. Another serious one. Unemployment and debts. And we're stopping there. And you notice we're not putting up Wayne Rooney. Thank you very much. You're a very helpful young woman. So what I would like you to do now is, there might well be things that you thought of that are too personal to shout out. And there might well be things that are true, not for you, but you know of people for whom they are true. So take a moment to pray for those fears and those people that are frightened. Hold those people and those situations. And so into the middle of all this fear comes Jesus, and he says, peace. I need my notes for this. And the word that he uses for, he says, peace. Now, sometimes when we hear peace, all that we hear is the absence of war. And that's not what he means. The word that Jesus is using is shalom, and the shalom of God is about well-being, it's about good health, it's about a good life, it's about right relationships, it's about justice, it's about freedom from oppression, it's about straightforwardness in moral behavior, it's about honesty, peace. And these are the sorts of ideas that were around in the background of the thing called the, you know, the South African, the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. That's peace. It's not just about stop fighting. It's more than that. Peace. So I've said peace in one language, and there are a number up you get, Sohi, and Rose up you get. Right. Use that microphone. Yeah. Yes.
Pyeonghwa.
Is it Pong?
Pyeonghwa.
Pyeonghwa.
Peace in Korea.
And that means that's just peace.
Peace.
Yeah. Pyeonghwa. Right. And right, give it to us, Rose. Use the microphone. Pyeonghwa, peace. Would you use it as a greeting? No, you wouldn't use it. You wouldn't walk up and say, like, now, just before you get going, if you were speaking to somebody who's an Arab, peace would be the first thing you would say. Salam, salam alaikum. Yeah, salam. So that's the first thing you would say would be peace. If you're talking to somebody who's a Jew, it would be shalom. We don't say peace. Nah. No, I'm not going to. Yeah. But Rose, what's the other one? Are you doing Swahili?
Yes, our Swahili is mixed a little bit with Arabic.
Yes.
So we say salama. And you reply, salam alaikum.
Yeah.
So, salama.
Salama alaikum.
Thank you. Good. Asante, sana.
Anybody get another one? Peace. You think so? What's... Go on, give it to me?
Well, nobody else knows.
Is it?
Is it? I think it's Heddwch. Heddwch. Welsh.
Yeah, right, Phil. Yeah, okay. Good. Good. Pardon?
Pax.
Yeah. Pax. And? Yes? BSL? Yeah. And this is Peace Be With You? Peace Be With You. Yeah, cool. And the call of us as the people of God to be the people who speak a word of peace, which is not about the absence of fighting, but about well-being, good health, right relationships, justice, straightforwardness, moral integrity. These are all words included in this piece, which must lead us on to sing, "Make me a channel of your peace," mustn't it? So obvious, so cliche, so got to be done. Is about justice, freedom from oppression, honesty, moral integrity. It's about well-being, it's about good health, it's about living a good life, which is what Jesus calls into the room as he calls in the Holy Spirit. Then food must be a part of that. During at 11 o'clock service, we are spending a bit of time looking at some of the things that we are a part of. One of the things that we are a part of is we provide the space for the food bank to happen. It happens in this building on a Tuesday and a Friday. It happens in all sorts of other places in the borough. But this is a chance for us to hear more about the food bank and what it means. Forgive me, I didn't even ask you your name. Isn't that shocking? John, welcome John among us. This thing that is run by Surbiton Community Church, and tell us all about it. Thank you.
Well, good morning, everybody. Perhaps as I speak, keep in mind the idea, if you have no money to buy food, how much peace is there in your family? Thank you for inviting me to speak here today. My name's John Makin, and I started to volunteer for the food bank here, and now run a new distribution point at the Baptist Church in Langley Road in Surbiton. So first of all, I have a few facts and figures about the food bank, and then some stories to show the good it does. Right, change the slide, please, thank you. We've all seen in the news how poverty affects so many people in so many different countries. Here's a typical picture, clearly thousands of miles from here. It can be so easy to ignore problems so far from home. We hear tragic news stories every day, and we can become immune to their impact on people's lives. Change, please. But poverty and real hunger and desperate need is here with us in Kingston. As I found out, it's often very close to my home, and I suspect all our homes. Change, please. So how does the food bank work? Kingston Food Bank is part of the Trussell Trust network of food banks. The Trussell Trust is a Christian organisation. Kingston Food Bank provides emergency food and support to local people in crisis. The food bank is set up by local churches working with the community and frontline care professionals and agencies. For example, we work in partnership with Kingston Church's Action on Homeless. All the food that KCAH uses comes now from Food Bank. This was the food bank over 2.5 years ago. It was housed in a small bedroom. Thank you. The public donate non-perishable food. Collections are made in supermarkets several times a year, and churches act as dropping-off points. Now, you might think, why wouldn't the supermarket help out? They're going to get lots of extra profit from the food bought for food bank. Actually, Tesco has worked out how much each trolley full of collected food is worth, and they give food bank the profit that they earn. And the other day, my food bank ran out of carrier bags. I popped into Waitrose to ask for literally a few, and I walked out with 2,000. So large national supermarket chains can be extremely generous. Change, please. The volunteers for food banks sort the food by type of food and put it into date order. Change, please. Food is stored, ready for distribution. Big Yellow Storage very kindly donates storage space to Food Bank. You can see what a difference 2 years makes. Professionals such as social workers, Citizens Advice, KCAH, and some doctors' surgeries have vouchers which they can give to people in crisis. The people can then swap the vouchers for 3 days' worth of food at the Food Bank. Change, please. I do apologise, I've got out of kilter myself. That's my fault. If you could change again, thank you. Where are we now? Volunteers at the food bank also take time to listen to clients and support them, and can signpost them to further support if needed. The Kingston Food Bank is now open 5 days a week. Change, please. Today, Kingston Food Bank works with over 120 professional teams in Kingston. We've handled over 60,000 kilograms, that's 6 tons, of food. We've fed over 8,000 local people. That's an average of almost 70 a week, but more people are getting food per week now than when Food Bank started. None of this would be possible without lots of support from lots of volunteers. 60 tonnes of food stacked in boxes will build a tower 6 times taller than Tolworth Tower and even taller than the Shard. And again, thank you. The food that people give will be used to help local families through Kingston Food Bank. And it says there, your gift of food will make a big difference. Thank you. In the borough, there are 4 distribution points at Chessington, New Malden, and the one I run in Surbiton. The very first one to open, however, 2.5 years ago, was here. This is a warm and welcoming place for Food Bank to work in. This church supports us with great enthusiasm and encouragement. On Tuesdays and Fridays, we set up as part of the cafe. The cafe staff help us to get warm drinks for our clients. Already a known social venue for people of all types and ages, the cafe is a safe and welcoming place for our clients to come to. Over the years, we have seen so many people come here in dire need and leave in better shape, sometimes only for a little while, but often a lasting change has happened. And on an individual level, members of the congregation here support us with their time, their money, food, and prayers. So from Food Bank, we would like to say a huge thank you for what you have done and continue to do. Here, your Christian faith is shown by what you do. As you know, you're putting Jesus' words into action. Jesus tells us to feed the hungry as though we were doing it for him. So many times the Bible tells us to look after the widow and the orphan. In today's words, perhaps, the unemployed, the ill, the immigrant, the asylum seeker, the homeless, those simply unable to cope with modern life's demands. These problems are very close to all of us, and I have many examples, but I'm just going to give you four this morning. In here one morning came a single mum. She needed food, but was also desperately worried about her son, who had left school. It's the same school that my son goes to, and he was getting into trouble. We talked for nearly an hour after her food was ready for her to take home, as she found someone for just a small while to share her worries. Here I met a businessman in his 60s who had run his own company and lived in a big house in one of Kingston's private roads, but now, after personal problems and illness, homeless. Probably not the sort of person you'd expect to find at Food Bank, but people from all walks of life and social groups can find themselves in trouble. He was good to talk to, well-educated, intelligent and interesting, but in desperate trouble and in need of help. A woman came into the Surbiton Food Bank with her family. She was very nervous and felt ashamed and humiliated. I had to find out her personal details in order to refer her to a help agency, and I realised she lived very close to me. She had a big house, a new car, and a dreadful family crisis, which meant she had no money for food. She asked if we had anything she could use in her children's lunch boxes. Luckily, we had. Some politicians say food banks aren't necessary, and the people who visit them are scroungers. And I don't want to get into a political argument, but they clearly never really visited a food bank. Again, it wasn't just the food we offered this woman that helped her, but also compassion and a caring, listening ear. The guests' faces tell the story. Relief in this case, I saw a guest here whose face I shall never forget. It looked literally grey with worry and exhaustion. Finally, and this chap is sort of my favourite, a young man from Germany. He had benefit delays and an injury had left him hungry, so he came to Food Bank. So grateful for the food, my heart warmed to him immediately. And here's the best testimonial I've heard yet. He said, "If it wasn't for KCAH and Food Bank, I don't know how I would have survived the last 4 months." He visited us dangerously close to closing time, so I suggested next time he came earlier to make sure he could get food. He said to me, "I come now so those with families can be first to get food." How can you not love a man like that? So Food Bank is God's love in action through all of us. It shows Christian love happening in a very public way in Kingston. If you're not already part of it, you can be part of it. You can give food, you can bring it here. Food is what we mainly want, but you can also give money if you want, or time. Most definitely pray for the Food Bank. Help care for those widows, the orphans, the ill, the unemployed, the homeless. If you want more information and contact details, I have leaflets. You can get a leaflet for me afterwards. And also I have these little gadgets. They're for supermarket trolleys. You can get one of these if you like for just £1. It all helps and it reminds you on a day-to-day basis of the Food Bank. Thank you very much for listening.
There is the opportunity to give and to support in that way, but the other thing I need to remind you of and tell you of is my new tag that I'm going to be walking around the place telling us all, we are the people that provide the toilet paper so that other people can do the flash funky stuff. When you make your offering this morning, remember that goes into the maintenance of this building so that this work can be done. So the giving that you give as part of your ordinary giving to the life of this church is allowing these sorts of amazing works to be done. Doesn't mean you can't give to the food bank as well as, but I'm just reminding you of that which is already happening, for which we are grateful to God. And on that note, we will continue our worship as we make our offering. Thank you, John. So let's pray. Loving God, you quench our spiritual and emotional thirst through the life-giving love of your Son, Jesus. This Pentecost, we immerse ourselves in the river of living water, your Holy Spirit. Receive and multiply our gifts so that all people may experience the security of your everlasting love. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
We're going to pray together now, and especially on the theme of peace. So let us pray. Thank you, Father, that you are the King of Peace. Thank you that you have put peace in our hearts. And we do pray, God, that we might be able to share that peace with other people. Help us to be at peace with our neighbours, with our friends, with our family. We pray today for those whose families perhaps are not at peace, where there are arguments and disagreements. Please help people to put differences aside and try and work together for peace within the family. We think too of the church and pray that you would help this church and many others to work for peace with other faith communities. We are grieved when we read of people in churches fighting, arguing with one another. We pray, God, you would help people to put you first. We thank you for peacemakers, for people who are working in areas of conflict. We think of places like Afghanistan. We pray for those who are trying to negotiate with the Taliban. Give them great, great wisdom, we pray. We pray that similarly for people like Archbishop of Canterbury, and those who are trying to bring about peace with this situation in Nigeria. We remember those girls who were kidnapped several weeks ago. We pray for them, for their faith, that they would stay committed to you, and that their faith in you would sustain them and encourage them and give them hope. We do pray that these people working behind the scenes would really know how best to make it possible for those girls to be returned home. And we've read this week of the plight of women in India and Pakistan, and how often they are mistreated and abused. We pray for people who are lawyers who work for human rights. We pray for charities and churches who are trying to express justice for women who are at risk. And we would ask you to bless all these people, God, who are trying to work for your values of justice and kindness and truth. Thank you for the peace that we know through knowing you. Please help us to share that peace with those who don't understand it yet. And we ask all these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sue. The Spirit comes to set us free. The Spirit comes to call us and invites us to join the dance. Teach me to dance. Said, "My peace I leave with you," and he said, "Do not be afraid." He said, "My peace I leave with you. Do not be afraid." Thanks be to God. Amen.